The Princeton Review and the U.S. Green Building Council cites the purchase of 5 Ford Transit Connect electric vehicles and 15 new charging stations attached to a massive solar panel as just a few of the university's successes. Peter Strazdas, Vice President of the Department of Facilities, says that maintaining what the university has started is essential.
Over the last 14 to 15 years, Western has reduced its consumption by 19%, while we grew the campus in square footage 5 to 6%.
The College of Health and Human Services achieved gold level, the highest certification, from the Green Building Council, making it the first higher education building in the country to achieve a rating higher than silver. Monitored water usage and restrooms and landscaping, ozone-free cooling systems, recycling and waste management, sustainable cleaning products and policies, and lighting control are just a few of the aspects involved. WMU is also seeking gold-level certification for one of the newest developments on campus, Sangren Hall. Strazdas says there's more in store for Sangren.
We've been driven by Mill Auditorium. That's a lot of solar panel. And that's a 50 kW system. We are planning on a 200 kW system to go on the roof of Sangren Hall.
Also, a Legacy Collections archive building is already in the works on East Campus.
And we're very proud to share with the community that that particular building will be our first geothermal heating and cooling system. And that project will be done about a year from now, and it'll prove to be very energy efficient.
WMU President John Dunn says that it's the students that push the facilities to stay ahead of the green curve.
Students are really the driving force. Their energy, their enthusiasm, their really good ideas, and their ability to think out of the box, but also the pride they have in affiliating with a campus that is committed to sustainability.
Samuel Timberl is a junior at Western and works with the Office of Sustainability. He is surprised at the varieties and amounts of things that can be recycled on campus. Timberl uses one of the new electric vehicles to collect recyclable paper and conduct other projects.
They're extremely fun. They have a lot more acceleration than I was honestly expecting. I was expecting something golf car-like, but they're one of the more comfortable vehicles, and they're completely silent while driving with zero emissions.
Timberl says that the goal of the office is simple.
We want to reduce what we can first, reuse what we can second, and then recycle if we have to.
A link with more information can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Heather Pelkey.